It's that time on a Friday when we break out the, I guess we could call them active emojis, the acronyms, and just have that look on our face and confusion in our hearts that he or she, whatever dude or dudette is up to. It's called the tool shed. But as always, first, we bring in the man with the key to open the Crunch Time tool shed.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
You know, this might be my first double-barreled entry. So, Korean golfer B.O. Kim and the Korean Pro Golfers Association. So, sure, he got ticked when some chucklehead audibly took a photograph during his backswing on the tee, causing him to go weekend hacker with about a 100-yard drive, but at least he took it well. He made this Jersey boy proud with an emphatic middle finger that was a no-doubter. And while that's wrong, you know, the gallery is there in support of your sport and your event, helps cut you nice paychecks, so he's a bit of a bag. But the Pro Golfers Association of his home country in South Korea, the punishment? Was it missing a tournament? No. Was it some cash? No. He got a 3-year suspension. Think about this. Vontaze Burfict has attempted to remove the ability of people to walk, and he gets X amount of games. And we know certain cultures ain't America and don't play that stuff. And to quote, he damaged the dignity of a golfer with an etiquette violation and inappropriate behavior. I'm sorry, this is over the top. Not by a little, by much. And speaking of, next up, Vontaze Burfict. You know, if you look in the sports dictionary of doesn't get it, yeah, now you see his picture. Seriously, like I mentioned earlier in the week, how many times does a driver have to appear before a judge for a Dewey before they say, yeah, the suspensions, not working, the fines, not working, the warnings, not working, the devices on the wheel ain't cutting it. You're losing your freedom. How many times has the league told this dude, stop, just stop, fines, he's got a ped suspension, warnings, nothing gets through the cement block that is obviously his head. Sometimes the only thing that makes a point is simply taking away the game, thus he's been suspended for the rest of the season. There will be an appeal. Some have called it harsh, and it is. Because he needs harsh. The crime, the violations, again and again and again, they're harsh. Nothing else is working. All other options have failed. You cannot play NFL football for now, or maybe ever. Dude, figure it out. And lastly, Cleveland Brown wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. You know, back in the 80s and 90s, the New York Mets and Philadelphia Phillies had an outfielder called Lenny Dykstra. He was known as Nails. Well, I'm offering up OBJ as Rails because it seems to define his off-field whiny diva personality. When he left the Giants, where he became a highly paid New York superstar, forever altering his life for the better, he could not stop taking shots at the organization when he left. Just on and on and on, and poor me, and I'm going to throw a pity party. Now, with Cleveland, he's been fined by the league for his skirmish last weekend with the Ravens' Marlon Humphrey. They tangled, both received penalties, and I think the refs got this one right. So after verifying he was fined, he tried to get credit for what he didn't do to make it worse, and then he, you guessed it, he railed, because he's Rails. He whined. The NFL just finds a way to take it. And, of course, with guys like this, it's always someone else, be it wearing a watch or hurt feelings, but it's never him. Yeah, Vontaze Burfict. I'm not even giving this a second thought. This guy is a two. So, now that we've got another entry, I think we're 4 years in. Let's bring back our proprietor and close the Crunch Time tool shed.
My only focus is to play baseball, to play baseball the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.
He gone!